God, Jesus, we bless you and we thank you, and we have mass and blessings with the people of the country of France. We honor those who sacrificed their lives, the 129 people who were brutally murdered and assassinated by terrorists. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for blessing the people over in France. And we speak of love, compassion, and feeling. And we speak blessings and healing to the great nation of France and the great city of Paris, the capital of France. We thank you, most holy Jesus, as we bless them and glorify your name. Amen.
We thank you, God Jesus, that you will bless that nation as a whole, as what they're going through. Bless each, every person in that nation and throughout the world for this tragedy that has happened. We bless those who went into a different dimension now. Touch their souls. Touch their hearts. We know omnipresent energy, God Jesus, that that is so. We love you. We praise you in the name of that Lord, the Christ, God Jesus. So be it.
So be it. Namaste. My brother, why do we worship God Jesus, the Son of God?
We worship God Jesus, the Son of God, because this master of the universes, this great God of planet Earth, we master because, number one, he created us. He created every human being that was put on this earth that was born of a woman. God Jesus territory. That's why we worship him. A lot of people want us to worship Jehovah, Lord Jehovah. Lord Jehovah had his day and time when he had Atividom and Laiva. And before this, he had another female. But it didn't work. But then God, Jesus came with this dynamic plan, and it took him some convincing to convince Jehovah. And then Jehovah said, okay, I'm going to let you be the Lord of that. I'm going to let you be the God of that planet. I'm going to let you do the creation. So this fifth world is Jesus' creation. So basically, you worship your creator. You worship the God that created you, the God that created this planet, and that is Jesus. It's not Jehovah. Jehovah is our grandfather. He gave all authority, all power to Lord Jesus the Christ.
But in the Bible, it said that in the beginning, God, Elohim, created the heavens and the earth. What's up and what's down with that, my loving brother?
Well, he did in the beginning.
Oh.
He did. And then he had this experiment with Actividom and Laiva, like we said, talked before. And it didn't work out quite like he wanted to. You know, we went through before, as you look to the archives, we go into detail what happened as far as when Lucifer was thrown from the heavens to the earth and a big catastrophe. And then, things just had to change. And then what changed, and then Jehovah said, okay, let's have this world. Remember, his world is translucent. It's not hard as rock like we are right now. We're flesh. This is the only planet in the universe that's like this. It's a dynamic planet. It's a wicked planet, but it's dynamic.
That's right.
Because you can overcome in the flesh, and you are a dynamic being. While I'm on there, I'm going to put a lot of people say about dolphins and everything else is intelligence. No intelligence to what man is. Man and woman are the intelligent beings on this planet. Don't you forget it.
Are we the highest creation on Jesus Christ?
We're the highest creation, because a lot of people think all these animals are. Hell no, they're not. Man and woman are the highest creations on this planet. You are meant, in the scriptures, it says it. Don't you know that ye are God in the making? Jesus said that.
That's right.
And that's what he wants you to become, a God and a goddess.
So are we under the administration of Jesus Christ, who is over all these gods and goddesses on planet Earth?
Definitely. We're under the administration of Jesus. Is that what you're saying, loving brother?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, he's the creator. Oh. He's our redeemer. He's our savior. Jesus. Remember, this Jesus dynamic is no other son of God in the universe like Jesus. Their other sons, well, I just want to bring this up just for the analysis and the glorification of who Jesus is. It's all kinds of worlds. It's trillions and zillions of worlds. It's all kind of universes and galaxies. It's all kind of beings, people like humans on these planets. But Jesus died. There's no other being that's done that.
Did he die of cancer?
He died of, I think it was tuberculosis.
Glory to Jesus.
Now, you know I'm playing with
that. April Fool's on that one.
Don't take it serious.
That's right, sweetheart.
We're just playing with that. No, he died for our sins to redeem us.
Okay.
He's our redeeming Savior. There's no other planet that has a redeeming Savior. There's no other planet that... Now, he is the planetary Christ. Matter of fact, he is over the Holy Ghost. He disperses the Holy Ghost. He gives you the Holy Ghost. You have to go through this dynamic being to become a God or goddess, to become holy through the Holy Ghost. The only way you can become holy is by having the Holy Ghost.
Oh, so that Holy Ghost is a major force in the universe.
Oh, yeah.
And if you say it comes directly from the Lord Jesus Christ?
You can't go any other way. If you say any other way, you're a thief.
I
the scriptures say that.
I can't get it from Moses?
You can't get it from Moses. Our good friend Moses, you can't get it.
What about Elijah?
Elijah, our good friend Elijah, you can't get it. Enoch of old, they call him the master. He's the one that said the days of the year and everything, the calendars, this mathematician was dynamic. We can't get it from him.
But he's one of the seven spirits.
He's one of the seven spirits. He's under Jesus' administration.
Oh,
remember, the seven spirits are under the Jesus administration. Jesus is our creator. He is our redeemer. He is our father. He created us. How come you're not worshiping him? I don't know. He looks just like us. He came in human form. He is a celestial being, and he has a fleshy body that became divinely fortified by the Holy Spirit. So he's a spiritual, fleshly being. He's spiritualized by the Holy Ghost.
That's a lot of power. That's dynamic, my brother. The Lord Jesus, Jesus Christ, is spiritualized and directed by the Holy Ghost and filled with the Holy Ghost, and yet Jesus Christ is in charge of all this supreme power that every human being has to go through Jesus to receive it. And I wonder what the Seahawks score is, my brother.
I don't know.
The Seahawks are playing. You have any tablets or scanning nearby? You know, the game started in the American Pacific Northwest. There's a game today, and it's Seattle Seahawks versus the Arizona Cardinals.
Is that right?
Yeah, baby. And the game started Pacific Coast time zone at 5:30 p.m., and the temperature over there in the Pacific Northwest is 44 degrees. They had a good rain.
The Cardinals 5, Seahawks 0.
Oh, my. Okay, so the Cardinals is 5, Seattle Seahawks is 0. We pray that the Seahawks will whip their ass and get some score. So, now, sweethearts, right now in the Los Angeles time zone, it's 8 p.m., and the game started at 5:30. So, my Lord Jesus, they almost done. They're probably in the fourth quarter. So you can see it's a tough game. You know, the score is only 5. Did you say 5-0?
That's what I said.
Arizona time, Arizona team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we just pray that Seattle wins because we are Seahawks fans. We are. That's where our headquarters is.
Yes, right.
Although we're way over here. But we thank Jesus for the NFL. And speaking of the NFL, I think it's so gracious that all the National Football Leagues are giving a mass today to France in honor. They got the. I heard in Seattle, Washington, my brother, they got the French flag flying high.
Oh yeah, that
over the Space Needle and the Big Wheel and various areas and the football stadium. They're having moments of silence and prayers, and I think that's wonderful. They did it in New York. They did it in I guess all over Miami. Whatever game is played today. And including Seattle, Washington, Arizona, and Seattle are honoring, you know. So I think that's the great when the teams can come together for a cause that people lost their lives, you know. Because after all, this is the Christmas message. People say, well, what are you talking about the Seahawks for and all this and all that in the midst of Jesus Christ? Well, this is Jesus Christ's plan. And Jesus Christ wants us to worship him. This is for our own benefit. He don't need us. We definitely need him. And there are some national football teams like the Seattle Seahawks that glorifies and prays to Jesus Christ. A lot of people don't know that Russell Wilson, the quarterback, is an assistant pastor in the western United States, over there in between Washington and Oregon. So you see, we have spiritual people on football teams. And so, sweethearts, the main thing that people, all of you, all over the planet that we're speaking to, in the highest heavenly realms and the medium realms and the earth realm, the paradise, and then the hell realms of a purgatory and below, that you must open your ears to hear the truth. Open your heart and respond to the God spell of Jesus Christ. Recognize that the true Savior, the Son of the Father, the divine creator of the universe, verified in the chapter of St. John, first chapter, that Jesus Christ created this fifth world. This world has went through many changes, and that's why Jehovah and Jesus had a conversation. And Jesus said, hey, Father, how about if I create this world to make it solid so it can take sin? Because a lot of people, you know, they're going to fall, and I'm the redeemer of this planet, and this planet needs some assistance and some help and some strong, solid rock style. So you heard my brother look earlier, the question and answer we were going through, how the power of Jesus is real. Jesus Christ is the supreme Savior. Jesus Christ is the Lord of the universe. And universes. So he's definitely the Lord of this world and even Mars, because that's in our solar system. And he created many worlds. There's no number to the creation of the Son of God alone. So we owe our allegiance and our gratitude of Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, sweethearts. Merry Christmas. It is high time to give thanks to the Son of God, to be thankful for his Holy Spirit in us, and to give glory to this intimate, you know, relationship that we have with the Son of God. What do you say, my brother, about this intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit?
Yeah, this intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit is vitally important, because on this three-dimensional realm, the Holy Ghost, we can put it so far to say, is our God in the third dimension. It's within us. It's all around us. And remember, Jesus put a Holy Ghost spark in each soul. I don't care what religion, who you are. If you are a human being, you have the divine intelligence of Jesus, Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is named Jesus, and
right.
Jesus is Jesus. Now, it's amazing. People say, I squeezed the Jesus out of this. Oh, this is Jesus.
Yeah.
They say all these flames about Jesus. You know why? Because he's in our DNA.
Yes.
We are made up of the cosmic light of Jesus. That's why everybody, they say Jesus Christ. They do everything in Jesus Christ. They swear and they do all this in Jesus Christ. You never see him say it about Buddha. You never hear him say it about Krishna. You
right.
never hear him say it about Jehovah, our grandfather.
Right.
It's always Jesus. You know why? Because Jesus is in our genes. He's in our DNA. He's energy. His intelligence is in us. We have to say the name. If it's
right.
cursing or if it's blessing, you have to say it because he's in us. So it's up to us to wake up our brains and get into this divine intelligence which is all around us.
You get that right, baby. It's something about this, like you said, the name of Jesus, it just rises up in our beings, and we can't help ourselves, but we can help ourselves if we turn to Jesus and view the positive and not the negative and not the cursing, but the blessing of Jesus Christ's name. And that's something to really think about, because we are so saturated with the vibration of his DNA in us. You know, there's many scriptures, Romans 13, chapter verse 14. It says, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provisions for the flesh. And in the book of Corinthians, it says, know ye not that Jesus Christ is in you, lest ye be reprobate mind or sexual perverted mind? So there are so many scriptures in the apostolic letters that let us know that Jesus Christ dwells within us. There's also another saying in the Ephesus book that speaks about we are translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son, Jesus Christ. I mean, that's so magnanimous right there, that all power, all authority, in Matthew, the 28th chapter, verses 18, 19, to 20, has been stated. Jesus said, all authority, and you go up to verse 17, to top it off, he says, and they worshiped Jesus, and they held him by the feet, because he was about to ascend, to go back to glory, you know, to dispense the Holy Ghost for the dispensation of Pentecost. And It says Jesus lifted up his hands, and as he was ascending, he said, all authority, all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. That's magnanimous right there. That he gets all that power. He said, it's given him in the heavens. He's the Lord of the heavens, the Lord of the earth, and technically he's the Lord of hell. Is that correct, my brother?
My brother is very, very vitally correct. There's a lot of beings going around saying, this Christ came in Christ. Don't believe them. They say this Christ, that Christ. Is only one Christ, and that's Jah Jesus. There's only one Christ on this earth, and it's Jah Jesus. There's many people going around saying, well, he came in this Christ. This Christ came. Maitreya, the Christ, came. This Christ. It's all kinds of names, but let's face it, it's only one Jesus Christ. When you hear something like that, you better run, because that could be an antichrist right there.
Right.
Because it's only one God, Jesus Christ. And if you don't hear the name of authority, get the hell out.
That's right, baby. You hit it right on the thumb. Because the scripture declares in Acts 4, chapter verse 12, there is no other name under the heavens than Jesus Christ that humankind can be saved. You see, and there is, in the book of Philippians, the second chapter, I believe, it says, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So there are so many revelations, and then Jesus said in the Gospel of St. John, he said, as the Father has life in himself, and to quicken whom he will, so does the Son have life in himself, and quickeneth whom he will. You see, we are disciples under Jesus Christ. We are in love with Jesus Christ, Jesus. You see, we have to be, because, like my brother said, that you have to become magnified with the name. Because in Matthew, the 24th chapter, in the 23rd, speaks about the hypocrisy people, and it also talks about the people will say, behold, I am Christ, or there is Christ, or here he is, or this one, and the Mahdi, and they got different leaders, and they're saying they're the Christ. Like my brother said, there is one Christ. Book of Ephesians, the 4th chapter, I believe, verse 5, either it's the 5th chapter, verse 4, or one of those 4 or 5 or 5 4, it says, unto us there's one God, the Father of us all, in us all, through us all, and love us all. And there's one Lord Jesus Christ who gave himself for us, sacrificed his life on the tree that we may have a right to the tree of life. Jesus Christ, the royal, rich, holy God and King, he was never poor, but the scripture says he became poor temporarily, that we might become rich. He played the act of becoming mortal. What kind of glory is that? So that's the love of the Son of God, the compassion of the Son of God, the mercy of the Son of God, the forgiveness of the Son of God, that equals the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we who claim to be Christians, and there are some that are Christian, they serve Chris, maybe they serve Chris Rock, Chris Tucker, or somebody, because a Christian is one who serves the living Christ, Jesus Christ, that is, the Son of the living God. And we that are the true Christians, we should not fear to say, Jesus, baby. We should be in love with the great name of the Son of God, because the name of the Son of God got power over all. This is the true Christmas story. You know, people are looking for the baby, you know, talk about the same old that they do year by year. You know, Jesus was born in Israel, and that's true. He was born a baby, and that's true. He was born in the manger, and that's true. Well, do he ever grow up? Is he a mighty God? Is he an everlasting Father? Think about the Lord Jesus who walked on the water, who defied all laws of negativity and gravitation, and walked on the Sea of Galilee. He walked on the water. And then the people on the ship, they saw this. Oh, it's a ghost. What is it? He said, no, it is I. Be not afraid. And then Peter said, the Apostle Peter said, if you are the Son of God, if you are the very Jesus who we know and love and worship, bid me to come on the water. Good thing it was the true Jesus. Just think it was somebody else. And they said, okay, come on the water, Peter, and make a fool out of yourself. You see? But he had the faith that if this is Jesus, he will ask me to walk with him on the water. And it happened. Look at the powers of Jesus Christ. Peter walked on the water with Jesus. And then Peter, his thought level fell below Jesus, and he began to sink. And then he cried out, Lord Jesus, save me. And then Jesus saved him and told him, oh, Peter, oh, you of little faith, wake up, my friend. Wake up, my son. Wake up, my disciple. You see, everybody has to grow into this reality of an open mind truth. It's time. time that the true Christians, the true saints, or whoever you may be, you be Muslim, Hindu, Krishna consciousness, you can come to this revelation, baby, and you can be young forever, and you'll be happy for the rest of your life. Coming to Jah Jesus. Remember, Jah Jesus owns the world. Jah Jesus is in charge of this planetary system. Jah Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, the 14th chapter of St. John. There's all kinds of reference scriptures about this great, glorious Christmas child, the holy baby, the holy king, the holy righteous God, and Savior, and Lord, Redeemer, the Son of the Father. Jesus Christ has equal power with the Father. He has all the power that the Father has. He is all-glorious, almighty, all-loving, all-knowing, omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient, all-forgiving, all-graceful. Who would not serve a God like that, my loving brother?
You got Jesus. That right. That's what I say every day. Who wouldn't serve a God that came to this planet to redeem you? If it wasn't for Jah Jesus, we wouldn't have this planet. Remember, he created this planet. This is a different kind of planet.
Yes.
You drive cars. Most people on the other planets, they're levitating.
Right.
They're doing all kind of stuff. So he had to put in our minds to put somebody to invent cars, to invent electricity, to do all this stuff. Jah Jesus did it, not Jehovah. Jah Jesus did all of this for you and I, for we can grow and become gods and goddesses on this planet. That is everyone's destiny. You talking about if you have a job, that's not your destiny. Your destiny is to overcome in the flesh and become gods and goddesses and live forever and ever and not die. Remember, Jesus never condoned death.
That's right.
You know, he never did that. The enemy, Satan, wants you to die. He wants you to have disease. Remember, God, Jesus came to this planet. He was a healing God.
That's
he
right.
wanted you to be healthy. He wants you to be wealthy. He wants that. He wants the best for you. But first, you seek the kingdom of God. Where is that, my loving brother?
Right it's inside, in, isn't
you,
it?
You heard my loving brother. Right inside of you.
Yes.
He put all the information you need inside of you. You have everything you need. You are very well equipped as a divine human being. You don't need Son of God University. You definitely don't need the pimp preachers. You are equipped with everything you know. Remember, if you need to know something, go to the divine Holy Ghost. It will tell you where to get the answer. Through a book, through a person, through anybody, it will guide you. It is your guide. It is your Savior.
Amen.
Remember, the Ghost Holy is named Jah Jesus also. It is your Savior. It's Jah Jesus' energy. It's Jah Jesus' truth that's within you. It moves. It guides you. Everybody uses this. I don't care if you're a painter. I don't care if you're a singer. You're a rapper. You don't care if you're a football player, a basketball player. I don't care if you're an engineer, a doctor, the president of the United States. Everybody needs this divine intelligence, because without it, you are dead duck.
That's right, baby. You heard it right. You heard it live from Son of God University, Jah J. Susie Christ International, right here live. Seahawks lovers with Marsha Lynch and Russell Wilson. You got any more skinny on that score, my brother, while we're talking on this great subject, and we're just as free as a jaybird. We were talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ, and then we checked out the scoreboard about the Seahawks. You know, a lot of people say, that's sacrilegious. No, it isn't. No,
Wait, hold it.
Okay.
No. It's the Cardinals is 25, and the Seahawks is 17.
Oh.
Maybe I had a delay thing on my...
Oh, it could be. Yeah, I was wondering. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
25 to 17.
Okay, so the Cardinals are in lead right now.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we pray that the Seattle Seahawks would take that lead and win, because the game is over there in the United States of America at the Pacific Northwest and Seattle, Washington, live.
Holy Ghost City, baby.
Holy Ghost City. So we pray that they take the title and win. I believe the game is right now in the fourth quarter. It feels like it.
Yeah.
And if it started at 5:30, and it's, what is the time? I know it's after 8 o'clock, right, in the L.A. time zone or Pacific time zone. So they could be at the... end of the third quarter or right into the fourth quarter. So we hope that the victory would be Seattle, Washington. and because we love the Seahawks. And like my brother and I were talking earlier, as we were coming over here on the way, that we love the Seahawks whether they win or lose. We, of course, we want them to win.
Right.
But we are true, what they call diehard fans. Dire, I think it's diehard. That sounds better than diehard. Diehard, dire. Like, we're strong in what we believe and what we stand for, even in the sports world. You know, we pray that the Supersonics would return, have a basketball team and a hockey team. And then if we do that, we'll have five major sports teams in the great Pacific Northwest, and we deserve it because it is the richest city in America, if not the world. We got Bill Gates, the richest man on the planet as far as monetarily, right here or right there. We're right here. I say right here because our capital of the Son of God University is, the Puget Sound region, Seattle, Washington. So wherever we may be in another galaxy or planet or state or nation, but we are for the Seattle Seahawks. And we thank Jesus for that wonderful football team. Like I said, they pray to Jesus. They tune in and listen, and they're lovers of Jesus Christ. So it's just, and the Cardinals, you know, that name, they sound kind of spiritual, don't they? You know, they say they're the Cardinals. You know, the Catholics have the priests, the Cardinals,
yes, right,
and the ministers, but we still want to beat them. I don't care what religion they are. We love all religions and all people. We might not agree with all religion, but we sure love all people.
You got that right.
We love, we even love the New England Patriots.
Yes,
and
right,
we don't care for them, but we love them. You know, God don't even dwell on the East Coast. You know, God, that place is absent-minded. Correct me, my brother.
Yeah.
Help the people out.
Yeah, he's just playing. Don't
okay.
The omnipresent energy is everywhere present.
Yes.
But what my brother is saying is that people are not as aware as they are on the West Coast.
Right.
That's what we say, the West is the best. Over there, it's still a lot of division, and people have their territorial races, where it's more free-flowing West Coast, baby, and especially Northwest West Coast.
Yes,
you have the free spirit because you have the Jesus energy flowing through that Puget Sound, and it is flowing, baby.
That's right, baby. Mm. Because I heard they had some storms in the half over there, my brother, in the last couple of days, and I say that was good. Matter of fact, I declared when God was on strike and giving the rain, it's over. Or the drought. The drought is over.
Right.
The drought has been declared over. People's wells were dry. Brooks dried up. But thanks to our love for the Holy Ghost,
right,
that on the Pacific Coast, things are made alive. And I'm praying that California also, I believe they're coming pretty good with some precipitation also.
Right.
And that's our radio headquarters over there in Paradise, California. So we definitely love California, because
West Coast, baby.
Yeah, West Coast. See, right there. If somebody say, would you rather live in Florida, Alabama, or California? I would take cauliflower or California, over if I had, the three states I just mentioned, the three southern states. What did I say, Florida? That's hurricane country. Alabama, mosquito country. California, Bill Withers said, that's paradise. He said he called California paradise. He said, I understand when it rains all day, it's sunny all day in Los Angeles, California. Because he was singing the song, L.A., L.A. It's an older song, probably back in the 70s, I believe. But he was singing about the paradise and the glory of the West Coast.
Right.
California is far better, fresh air. Especially in San Francisco, Sacramento, Northern California, Central California, Paradise, California, that where it's on the ocean, and then, of course, Paradise is inland where our radio BBS station is capitalized right there, but I'd rather hang out there than to hang out in the mosquito country. God don't live on the East Coast. Remember, God only lives on the West Coast. The real America is Missouri westward.
My brother is just joking with you. All you brothers and sisters everywhere.
Hallelujah.
We know the omnipresent energy is everywhere. God Jesus loves you everywhere.
That's
the
true.
The ghost, holy, God Jesus spirit is
everywhere
present, but is more potent on this West Coast.
That's right.
Why everybody keeps coming to the Northwest.
Yeah.
Because my brother's just, it's his fault for blowing it up. And so now when I come back here, I see all these cars from everywhere. And they say, it is like this. Man, they're building like crazy here. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, of course, it's Holy Ghost City. What'd you expect? Holy Ghost City is going to be the richest in the nation.
That's right.
That's it. That's all it is. Case closed. There's no thing. It's the richest in the nation.
That's it,
and
baby.
Probably the world.
That's it. And you know, my brother, the other day when we were back in the Northwest, back in the summertime, back in September, I believe, when we were gone for a while, you know they got somebody here from Jupiter. The car license plate from Jupiter, Jupiter, Florida. Because remember, on the other planet, they don't need cars. They're far advanced.
Right. This is the only planet we have cars and mundane stuff like
right,
that to get around. They're levitating. They're going by the speed of light. They're so far advanced because they do not have a fleshy body. Remember, they're just. Yeah, it takes them longer to overcome.
Right.
They envy Earth because here on Earth, you can overcome within a 60-year period or a little more.
Mm-hmm.
There, it takes a long time because
thousands of years because things
are so great there, they want to stay where they are. I mean, they grow, but it's really slow.
Oh,
here
and
is so much stuff going on here.
Action planet.
Action planet. Ask the Father Jehovah for details on that. Is this man? He said, it's all kinds of stuff going on here. I've never seen like this, nothing like that. It's all, did you know this? I said, some of that stuff I didn't even want to hear. You know,
right.
It's just like, wait. But this is a blessed planet. And don't you forget it. You have to qualify to come here, man. Because this planet is something else, you know. But you can move fast. That's what America's about. America likes things right now. And so once you want things fast, get into the Ghost Holy, baby.
That's it.
You can go fast. You can go the speed of light with that stuff. You can move fast in transfiguration and doing your stuff. The Ghost Holy is the way to go. I'm going to tell you one thing. If you're not spiritual and you don't have a Ghost Holy, you're going to get left behind.
Right.
This is the spirituality. The revolution is on. You guys talk about the revolution and
revival.
It's here,
it's
baby.
Here.
It's here. People are doing it all over the world. All over the world. Not only the revolution is here on planet Earth, it's in the heavenly realm, it's in the hellish realm.
That's right.
They hear our program. They are coming to getting it together, brother, because God Jesus has allowed them to hear it through the blessing of the Ghost Holy.
You got that right, baby. You know, boing, 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 boing. God, Jesus Christ, God, Jesus Christ, God, Jesus Christ, God, Jesus Christ. Glory to the King. God, Jesus Christ. 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 Glory to you, Jesus. We love you in your great name.
We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for this season. We thank you for your divine revelation of who you are. We thank you and we love you. We praise you as creator and redeemer of this planet,
Jesus
Christ. So be it.
So be it. We thank you, eternal God, Jesus Christ, almighty, that you are the magnificent Savior and Redeemer of this world, as my sweetheart loving brother has declared and has stated, and we declare the truth that you are the Christ, the Son of the Eternal Father, and we worship you, we love you, we adore you, we exalt you, we praise you forever and ever and ever, worlds without end. We thank you for blessing again the people of France, the nation of the great Europe continent area, and we thank you for blessing all the people that went through their changes when they were shocked, when they lost their loved ones. We pray that they will be escorted into the paradisical realm of progress and light. Glory be to the Holy Father, God, Jesus, eternal creator of the universe, Lord Jesus Christ, light of the world, be thou glorified. Bless France nation, the city of Paris, eternal Jesus, God, Jesus Christ. Nomades Patre, Yahweh Jehovah, Nomades Patre, Son, Spiritus Filio, God, Jesus, En nombre de Espíritus de Santos, ya Jesús y Cristo en ti, gloria en excelsis a Dios, ya Jesús y gloria en excelsis, ya Jesús y Yahweh, Yahweh. All hail the power in ya Jesús' name, eternal praise and glory be given to the Son of the Father. Thank you, eternal Jesus Christ, for blessing all the people that lost their lives in France, and thank you for blessing all the people that were saved, eternal Jesus. Thank you, eternal Jesus Christ, for blessing the saints and blessing them that pray over there in the nation of France. Amen. Eternal Christ, we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Father. We thank you for comforting the souls of those who lost their lives, 129 people plus. We thank you, eternal Jesus Christ, for lifting them up, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Jesus, for blessing the nation of France. Amen. We thank you for the union of the American nation and the UK that blessed them and assist them and the blessing of the nation of the Asia continent all around the world. Amen. We thank you for blessing Central and South America, and we thank you for blessing North America. We thank you for blessing the South Asia and the Central Asia and North Asia continent. We thank you, eternal Yahweh, for blessing the continent of Africa and the Middle East and Israel. Amen. Lord, Lord Jesus, Jesus Christ, Christ, we thank you for blessing the great nation of Jerusalem, Israel, where you were born. Amen. Glory be unto the Holy Father, Jesus, the Son of Jehovah God. Amen. Glory be unto the Holy Savior, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Christ that dwelleth within the body of the temple. Amen. In the name of Jesus, nobody Savior, nobody to be Leo, Jesus. Amen. Glory be unto thee. The Lord Jesus Christ is inside of us, sweetheart. Let us be aware. Let us be excited. Let us recognize, like Orcas Island and the Puget Sound region, they wrote a deal way back in 1982, my brother. You remember that Louise Livingston gave us those pamphlets about the Christ in you. This is the glory, my saints, my beautiful friends, and beautiful, wonderful people on planet Earth. Hear ye the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Know ye not that Christ is within us? And the book of, sweetie, my brother, the book of Colossians, and the 1:26-27, to wit, the mystery that was hid before the foundation of the world, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Think about this, my beautiful brothers and sisters, sweethearts. Think about this, that the eternal, eternal, omnipresent Christ light is in all moons and all suns, is in all stars and all planets, and on Jupiter and Mars, as well as the Earth. And the ocean, the magnanimous light of Christ is there. When Yahweh and Elohim spoke a long time ago and said, let there be light, and they said, and the Spirit of God, or the Holy Spirit of God, moved on the face of the waters, energized the waters by the vibration of the Christ light. Now, how magnanimous is this Christ light that is inside of us, my loving brother?
You got that right. That Christ light is dynamic. It's explosive. You need this dynamic energy. This energy keeps your heart beating. This energy keeps your mind awareness. This energy helps you move and groove. It moves through your veins and through your organs. This divine energy is omnipresent. It's in every atom. This intelligence, which is God Jesus' spirit, is in every atom. In your body, it's in every atom on the table and the floor around us. It's in the air we breathe. It's in the moon we look at. It's in the sun. It's in all the planets of this galaxy. It's in all the planets of the universe and the universes. This divine energy is just so magnanimous.
Yes.
People don't talk about it enough. They may say some universal force, but this energy has a name, and this name is
Jesus.
When you say the name with that power, it does something. You can say universal force, that's really nice and dainty. But if you want some power, some oomph to it, and you want some results, you're going to say Jah Jesus. You have to use that name. That's the name of power and authority. The devils recognize that. You have any kind of negativity, you have any kind of dis-ease or disease, that's what it is,
right,
you, around your body, use the power of that name. That's the Holy Ghost name. That's Jah Jesus, the Son of God name. Remember,
amen,
they're synonymous, the same thing. Look at it.
Right.
Those two, the one is the eternal intelligence, and one is a divine being who happens to be our Father, who happens to be our Savior, who happens to be our God of this planet.
Amen.
Now, you can't go wrong with using that name. People, we said before, were cursing that name. They would do all this stuff. They have to use it some kind of way because it's there. It's in our intelligence. It's in our DNA. So whether it come out positive or negative, it has to come out. But we want you to use it a positive, because as you use it positive, that helps you as an individual. That helps people on the planet. That helps a lot of things by using that powerful name of Jah Jesus. And every time I see my brother Jah Jesus, baby, what's going on?
That's right.
That's what it's about, is Jah Jesus. I know you guys are scared to put that Jah
on
it,
Jesus,
but,
yeah,
but, you know, put a Jah on that Jesus. It gives it some oomph, some power. That devil will be knocked back when you say Jah Jesus. He recognized that. You can say Jesus, that's power. We put that Jah. You know that Jah Jesus is Jah Jesus' name.
That's right.
The Son of God. It's Jah Jesus. That's his full name, Jah Jesus. And that's all we say, Jah Jesus, baby. Every time we greet somebody, Jah Jesus, baby. That's how they greet in the heavens, Jah Jesus. But we put the baby on it for a slang, for a little oomph to it.
Yes.
But Jah Jesus, people say Jah Jesus. That's what it's about, baby. Jah Jesus, baby. The Holy Ghost or the Son of God.
That's right.
It doesn't matter. Jah Jesus, the power and the authority of that name. You can't go wrong. You definitely won't go wrong, because it will save you from anything.
That's right, baby. Because, you know, in Psalm 68, chapter verse 4, it declares it right there, that thou, the who is the most high over all the earth, Jah. It's right there in bold letters in his Royal Majesty's Version, a.k.a. King James Version. You check out the original, not the New King James, but the original King James. It's got the word Jah written out there very bold. The New King James, they put Yah, but the Jah is more original, more ancient. Jah, Jesus, or Jah Jesus. So you see the power, like my brother said, it's imperative and it's important. And I notice a lot of people are scared to say Jah Jesus. But we went to a church in Seattle, the Church of Jesus Christ of Apostolic Faith, and we showed them in the scriptures, and they said, it really is so. Oh, and they put it in their Sunday school lesson. Remember that, my brother? That's how we were there back in, a couple of years ago. And it's like people are opening their minds to the revolutionary truth that Jah Jesus is the Son of God, the Savior of the world, the King and the Creator, Sustainer, and Redeemer. And the name Jah represents, and also the meaning is power. I am light, light, the light energy within me. The name Jesus, or Jesus, I shall be. The name Christ, or Christos, powerful when I am anointed with light. You put Jah Jesus together, I am light, I shall be powerful when I am anointed with light. This, like my sweetheart, loving brother said, you use that magnanimous name and put that power in that name. Jesus, 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 Jesus. That's a prayer right there. Isn't that right, my brother?
You got that right.
It's quoting the name of the Son of God and the name of the Holy Ghost. It's powerful. When you have nothing else to say, and there's always things to say. You can never run out of words of praise. If you do, something's wrong with your brain cells, and you need to come see me, Dr. Sweet, and I'll help you out. You see, because you wake up and you breathe. You're alive. You're not a cadaver. You're alive. That's enough to be thankful for the rest of your life. You see, thank you, Jesus Christ, for life. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for breathing. Thank you, Jesus Christ, I can chew food. Thank you, Jesus Christ, I can see. Thank you, Jesus Christ, I can hear. Thank you, Jesus Christ, I can smell. Thank you, Jesus Christ, I can hug. You see, it's just so many things to be thankful for, but the powers of the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. It's just real, real, real. Mother Mary, she loved Jesus because she knew Jesus was her creator, and he was her son. but he's the creator. Look at that, because he was virgin birth. Now, to get into the Christmas story, Jesus Christ was not born of a natural dick. He was born of the Holy Ghost. He was born of the sperm of God. He came from the heavens. He was not sexually intercourse into this world. He was born by the light of Christ, the Holy Ghost, and Mother Mary, or Mother Maria, she birthed him into the world by the power of the Holy Ghost. She was directed by the Holy Ghost. And when Gabriel and my loving brother announced that 2,000 years ago, the birth of the Messiah, the Son of God, is coming into the world. And we were singing praise and glory. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus, the Son of the Father, who is coming into the world to redeem humankind. He is coming into the world to show us the way to the art of transfiguration, that we may live and not die, that we may stay young and not grow old, that we may live age-lasting without aging. You see, this Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, Jesus, this living power is so real, sweethearts. We have supreme faith in this divine life. And in this power, there is no limit to life. There is no limit to living. You don't have to age when you're 120. I hear ministers say, I want to live to be 120. That's just a teenager. You want a young laddie. You want to go beyond that. You see, now pity the man that lives to be 120. He's crippled, old, broke down, broken-footed. You know, it's like, I'm not mocking the elderly, but we don't have to be that way, sweethearts. The reason why a lot of people, they grow old, they don't know any better. They're ICUs. ICUs don't know anything. ICUs, they have a problem. The ICU, something is missing in their system. You see, you've got to have the knowledge of the truth. Now, speaking of the great country of France, we've been blessing France all day. And as you notice, I'm sure you caught it by now, we're doing mass during this whole program, unorthodoxly blessing the nation of France. And let me say, Son of God University, Jesus Christ International, stands with the nation of France and with the cathedrals and the saints and the churches and the assemblies and with all the people. And we mourn with you, we laugh with you, we cry with you, and we feel your pain. We feel what you're going through, and we bless you in the great name of the Lord God Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. So this life, we don't have to be broke down. In this revelationary truth, many ICUs don't understand this, that you can live beyond living.
Tell them what an ICU is.
Oh, an ICU is an ignorant carbon unit.
Okay.
An ignorant carbon unit. Or actually, into the Christian world, it's an ignorant Christian unit. Because they're supposed to know the truth. You know, they got the scriptures before them. But, like my brother and I've been telling you for the longest, you can have the Bible and you can eat it all day long. If you don't come to Jesus, Jesus said, come to me that you may have life and have it more abundantly. You see, people run to the scriptures and they don't go to the source of the scriptures. And the source of the scriptures is Jesus Christ. When you run to the living power of the universe, when you call upon the glorious name, you go somewhere. And the scriptures are cool. It brings the Lord Jesus, eternal Holy Spirit, brings life to the scriptures. When Jesus spoke in the book of St. John, the 6th chapter, he that eateth me and drinketh me shall live forever and shall not die. Well, ICUs, they don't understand that, so therefore they just live the same old life, and then they die when they turn 72, and they have an insurance policy, a death insurance policy, or a life insurance for those who beneficiaries. Well, that's a mundane life, sweethearts. You can go beyond that, because Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he rose people from the dead. He rose Lazarus from the dead. Mary said he'd been dead, and he stinketh over 4 days, Lord. You can't raise him up now. I know he'll raise him the last day. And Jesus Christ brought the future into the present tense. He said, woman, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. He who liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Then he asked her, believest thou this? Because a lot of people, they got a heart problem. And the Christian church, as far as to say, 98.6% of the so-called Christian movement do not believe Jesus' teachings. They do not believe that this physical body can live forever. You know who found out that the physical body can live forever? You know what scientists that did a research? The people in France. Speaking of glorifying and blessing France, the French doctors did a research, and they found out that in France, they did a research doctor, and also that doctor that did the separation of the twins, Dr. Benny Carlson, the guy that's running for president of the United States in the future of 2016, they did some research, and they found out that we don't know why that humans die. But we know there is a chemical in their being that can make them live forever and renew their body every 7 years. What's that chemical? What's that power? Jesus Christ's entity. Is that true, my brother?
That's very true. And you know, too, back in the day when people used to die in the graves and stuff, they used to die, and if they would just sit out, they would come back to life. But through the process of the burial system, they take the heart out now.
Right.
Did you know that when people, if they sit out, that they live a pretty decent life, their body can come back to life?
Yeah, rejuvenated.
It be rejuvenated?
Mm-hmm.
This is a life body. You know, Jesus, remember, he put life in it. He put the ghost holy in it. And so this body wants to live. But if you have your mind set to decease, that's where you're going to go. And a lot of Christians, sorry to say, their mind is on death. How they can go to the grave, they live a good old life. That's okay. Everybody has a free will in this. But if people are waking up now, and there's thousands and millions of people waking up to the truth that, oh, I can live. Oh, how do I live? Because everybody's been teaching death. And
right.
So through Son of God University, praise God, Jesus, people are waking up. The revival is on, the revolution is on, and it's on in each individual. It's not so much something that's on TV, like Gil Scott said, it won't be televised, but it's an individual thing. You're coming within your consciousness, within your being. You recognize that the Christ in you is your hope. It's your hope. It's your glory.
Amen.
What is it? The Christ
in you,
Jesus' spirit in you, that is your Christ. That's your hope. That's your glory. Through praising it, the God within you. What did Jesus say? The kingdom of heaven is within you.
Amen.
As you praise that, as you glorify and become thankful, when you are thankful is a very high praise.
Yes.
A lot of you have this prayer is old and run down and just decayed. You pray these long prayers of sad. Give me this on your old eyes day. You're
right.
Supposed to be an upbeat praising Jesus.
That's right.
Within you. Praising the Son of God who came to this planet. Be gratified. Be glorified of why you're here. Be thankful that you can walk the earth, that you live in the great America, the great republic. Be thankful that you have eyes to see, that you can walk with your feet and have your hands and have your mind intact and have peace of mind. The only way you can have peace of mind is through the Ghost Holy. If you don't have the Ghost Holy, no peace of mind. That's why I said the spirituality is going to outweigh, and people that don't have the spirituality are going to leave the planet. This planet is for Jesus' children, baby.
That's right, baby. You hit it right in the nose, baby. You hear many Seahawks score, my brother, and Arizona Cardinals. Glory to Jesus. You see, this whole, like my sweetheart brother say, the law of thanksgiving is the law of surety, the law of multiplication. It blesses you. It keeps you young. Even the doctors in France, in the USA, and in India, and technically worldwide, are discovering that people that have a gratitude attitude really lifts their altitude, and they look younger, spontaneous, they're more energetic, their DNA moves forward. You see, people that gripe, bitch, moan, and complain, that's sad. That makes them triste. You know what the word triste means in Spanish? It means ugly as hell. And so we don't want people to be ugly as hell because we're made in the image of Jesus. But the vibrations of the people, and you can butt in any time, my brother, with the score.
25 Cardinals, 17 Seahawks.
Okay, still the same. Okay, bless Jesus Christ. Okay, so we see, is that the end of the game, or?
Oh, I didn't check that.
Uh-huh.
I don't think so.
Okay, we'll find a few seconds. My sweetheart brother, people say, man, they're having mass, they're blessing people in France, and they're having spiritual service, and talking about the Seahawks. But we're non-religious. We're scientists. We're a spiritual science. We're into the omniscience of the Christ-like energy. Dude, we're teaching you the same thing that elder brother Jesus taught. It just sounds foreign to the religious people because they want to control you. But see, we're teaching the freedom of the Son of God. He who the Son of God sets free, Jesus said, is free indeed, because the Son of God set him free. And when you're free by Jesus Christ, he gives you the Holy Ghost. Okay, do you have any other scores?
No, I don't.
Okay, praises to Jesus. The canon, glory to Jesus Christ. We wish you a happy Thanksgiving, and may you enjoy when you sit down and eat that bird or whatever you eat. May you be thankful to Jesus Christ's energy and to recognize that you are a magnanimous being. Good day, good night, and Jesus Christ bless you in every time zone. Glory be to the Holy Father, Jesus Christ, almighty energy. Amen. Thank you, eternal Christ Jesus, for blessing the people of France. Thank you for giving them strength in life and energy. Amen. Happy Thanksgiving. Good day. The canon, my love.
Jesus, baby.
Jesus, baby.